أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke very briefly about those people who toiled in this world, but in the hereafter they would realize that the toil was in futility, there was no reality to it, because it was not the toil, it was not the endeavor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sought from them, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala required from them. In these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about those who had endeavored in this world, and they will see the real fruits of their endeavor on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Wujuhun yawma'idhin na'ima, that there will be those faces on the day of Qiyamah that will be na'ima, they will be fresh, they will be blooming and filled with the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً, happy, pleased with their endeavors, with their efforts that they had carried out in this world. Whatever they did in this world, they had done it, number one, with a great degree of sincerity and dedication to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah was their motive, Allah was their objective. It was with khulus, ikhlas and sincerity, only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That effort was what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala required, desired from them, and they pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world, and hence in the hereafter, they will also be radiya, they will be also well pleased. Fi jannatin aliya, and they will be in the high gardens of Jannah. La tasma'u fiha laghiya, that they will not hear any futility, anything futile in Jannat. In this world, when a person endeavors to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on many, many occasions we would know that they have to hear a lot of things. They have to go through a lot of toil and difficulty insofar as criticisms, and sometimes unnecessary criticisms, sometimes enmity, whatever it may be. But they go through this hearing unnecessary talk, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, now you have accomplished, everything has been done. La tasma'u fiha laghiya, those that had criticized you, they are not with you anymore. There won't be any more criticism, there won't be any more futility. If you do not hear anything futile, then obviously you will not hear anything vulgar, you will not hear anything immodest. From here, the Mufassireen have deduced a very, very important aspect, that some of us, Allah Ta'ala save us, that we sometimes very vulgar in our speech, sometimes we very immodest in our speech, sometimes we are harsh in our speech, and that is one form of adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If the thawab is not to hear all this, then obviously to hear or to indulge in it is a great adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Fiha aynun jariya, that for them will be these springs that will be bubbling, these springs that will be flowing, the waters will be just flowing. Fiha sururum marfu'a, and in Jannah will be these couches that will be high and lofty and raised up, and that shows absolute honor from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akwabum mawdu'a, and there will be these cups that will be already placed in its place, that a person doesn't need to look for the cups when one wants to drink from these waters of the springs of Jannah. وَنَمَارِقُ مَصْفُوفَةً, and they will have cushions that will be arrayed, straightened up in lines, all of it to show and indicate the great honor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةً, and there will be these carpets, these spreads on the ground that will be made of velvet, that will be spread out for them, outspread, waiting for them in honor of them. And then thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks very briefly about the system of this world, the kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, showing us that if you look into this world, you'll see the realities of the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence in doing that, in understanding the realities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfection of Allah ta'ala's creation in this world, then there is no need to doubt what would come in the hereafter. The Arabs used to travel through the lands, and they used to use their camels, and the desert was indicative of a very, very harsh terrain that they used to go through, and whatever they used to see in it was a very great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, these ayat are not only for the Arabs, these ayat are forever and ever, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen these great tokens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, have they not seen, have they not looked at the camel, كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, how it has been created. Now we know that a camel is such an animal that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created that survives on its own. There is not much that the owner has to put into the survival of a camel, unlike other animals, even unlike horses and the other animals. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created this creature that just has its own way of surviving. On the one hand, the food that it eats, whether it is from trees, whether it is from the ground, in whichever way it will find its way to survive, its storage of water for 7 or 8 days, and it will pass by without having any water. And perhaps in here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept a very, very great token for man to take heed, that see, the camel concerns itself about its future. And what is the future of a believer? That is the akhirat. Learn from the camel, it is going through this journey, so it stores. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Insan, you are going through this journey, so you also store your zakhira, you store your treasure also for the hereafter. There will be harsh and difficult times whilst you are traveling, but that camel goes through all of this without much effort. And oh insan, you need to tune yourself insofar as your spirituality and emotions are concerned, and realize the harshness of this world, and continue that journey. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ, and do they not see to the skies how it has been lifted so high, so perfect, without any blemish whatsoever? And can you not see the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that creation? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ, and do they not see towards the mountains, that how the mountains have been set up, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had planned the creation of this entire world? Does man not take heed of it? وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ, and do they not look at the earth, how it has been spread out, that the earth is round, but notwithstanding that, for us it just looks like it has been spread out. Are these not the kudrat and the tokens of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for insan? And hence here Allah ta'ala shows us that these are the realities in front of us. What is not within our eye also has to be a reality, and that is akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.